aching for him, she reached out and placed her hand against his cheek. "Then why did you do?"
"Because I wanted to."
She didn't believe it. Not for a minute. She dropped her hand away from him and looked away. "You had to, you mean. It's part of the curse too, isn't it?" He caught her chin in his hand and forced her to look up at him.
"No, I'm fighting the curse, otherwise I'd be inside you right now."
"I don't understand."
"Neither do I,"
he said, his gaze searching hers as if she held the answer.
"Just lie with me," he whispered. "Please."
Grace winced at the pain she heard behind that simple request. Her poor Julian. What had they done to him? How could anyone do such a thing to someone like him? He picked up the book from the bed and placed it in her hands.
"Read to me."
She opened the book while Julian piled the pillows up against the headboard. He lay back, then leaned her against his side. Without a word, he covered them with a blanket and cradled her tenderly with his arm. The smell of sandalwood filled her head as she started reading to him of Wendy and Peter Pan. They lay like that for over an hour.
"I love the sound of your voice, the way you speak,"
he said as she paused to turn another page. Grace smiled. "I have to say the same of you. You have the most killer accent I've ever heard." He took the book from her hands and placed it on the nightstand. Grace looked up at him. Molten desire filled his eyes as he stared at her face with a hunger that stole her breath. Then, to her amazement, he kissed her lightly on the tip of her nose. He reached over and grabbed her remote, then dimmed the lights to their lowest setting. Grace didn't know what to say as he snuggled up against her back and just held her close. He brushed her hair back from her face and laid his head above hers.
"I love the way you smell,"
he whispered, his arms tightening around her.
"Thank you,"
she whispered. She wasn't sure, but she thought he might be smiling at her. Grace snuggled even closer to his warmth, but his jeans rubbed against her bare legs.
"Are you comfortable in your clothes? Shouldn't you change?"
"No," he said quietly. "This way I know my spoon will stay away from your—"
"Don't you say it," she said with a laugh. "No offense, your brother is disgusting."
"I knew I liked you for a reason."
Grace took the remote from his hand.
"Good night, Julian."
"Good night, my sweet."
She switched off the light. Instantly, she felt Julian tense around her, heard his breathing change into short, sharp intakes. He pulled away from her.
"Julian?"
He didn't respond. Worried, she turned the lights back on to see him, leaning on his arms, braced and locked, to support his upper body. His forehead damp from perspiration, his eyes were wild and panicked as he struggled to breathe.
"Julian?"
He looked around the bedroom as if he had awakened from some terrifying nightmare. She watched as he lifted one hand and placed it against the wall above the headboard as if to assure himself it was real and not a hallucination. Licking his lips, he rubbed his hand over his chest and swallowed hard. It was then she knew. It was the darkness. That was why he had only dimmed the lights.